Hello. Welcome to Live Well Lifestyle with Perrier, where we come together to kind of discover life and life challenges and make the best of them and learn to have peace and compassion in our world. And life does throw things at us. Today, our topic is perfect timing, and I am your hostess today, Perrier. We meet, as you know, if you're listening in, once a month just to talk about life and how to deal with life on a daily basis that is unstressful. And life gives you a lot of opportunity to practice that for sure. Our topic today is perfect timing. The universe has a rhythm and a timing that can't be denied. The swallows return to Capistrano, or the monarchs make their pilgrimage north in the summertime and south all the way to Mexico in the wintertime. And nature knows when the seasons change. There's four seasons. They don't come on the exact same day, but if you watch nature, you watch the trees and the flowers, and if you watch the birds and the bees and the insects, they will let you know when there's a change in the weather. It happens when the timing is perfect, not our time, but life has its own divine clock, and when we trust it, lo and behold, everything is in its perfect timing. Sometimes I think I'm controlling of the time. On one hot summer afternoon, I found myself racing through traffic, on my way to the airport, weaving in and out of the traffic to pick up a friend. And I really hate being late, but it was inevitable at the pace I was going in this traffic hug that I wasn't going to be there on time. I realized I had a white-knuckle grip on the steering wheel. My jaw was shut tight as if I had lockjaw. I could feel the tightness in my neck and shoulders, like my stress and tension would somehow get the traffic flowing. You know, like you can just kind of mentally push the cars out of the way. Go on, go on, go on. What are you waiting for? Suddenly awareness dawned. I was out of control. Being late was my fate today, so just relax. I took a breath and gradually let go of the tension, and accepting my imperfection of not always being on time. Oh, well, I said to myself. Then as I let go of my imaginary battle with the traffic, the more it began to move and level out, as it always does. As I turned into the airport, I got a text from my friend saying, "Plane delayed, just landed." I had to laugh to myself, and I thought it was all perfect except for my thinking. When will I learn to trust I'm not in charge of time and remember everything always works for me? There truly is a divine conductor orchestrating this universe. And I'm sure each and every one of you have those incidences where you lost your temper. And a lot of times I find I lose my temper and I get angry at things I can't control. And it's usually about it's taking up my time. One day I was in the grocery store and there was every counter had too deep waiting to get out. And of course you think, why don't they have more checkers? Because there were a bunch of empty aisles with no checkers on it. And you get a little frustrated just waiting and waiting and waiting. And the lady in front of me was looking for her coupons. And she had been talking to the girl and piddling around, and now she was searching for one coupon. She found all the rest, and she looked through her little coupon book in her wallet. Then she started scrummaging through her purse, claiming she knew it was in there somewhere. She just had it. I wanted to whip out a dollar bill and give it to her and say, "Here, I'm sure this will more than take care of your coupon. Would you please hurry up and get out of here so I can get home?" And I felt that way several times. Well, I didn't do it naturally. I just got a little angrier and my jaw got a little tighter and I thought, when are you going to get your act together and get out of this store? Why couldn't I have gotten another line? You know, all the things that run through your head. So, she finally got out. I got through, and as I was going home, up ahead of me, I saw lights flashing, and there was a fire truck and two or three police cars, and there was a big pileup. And it dawned on me, maybe that little lady and her coupons had saved me from being in that pileup. Can we really know? And if the world is in its perfect timing, why was I in such a rush? So today we're talking about those coincidences and being aware of them. Somebody cuts me off in traffic now, instead of getting mad, I think maybe they're on the way to the hospital and they just got a call and a loved one was in an accident or fell and hurt themselves. I can't know if that's right or wrong or if they're just a crazy driver. But if it brings me peace of mind to think that, isn't that worth the while instead of getting angry? Angry only takes my energy away. On 9/11, there were a lot of coincidences that happened that turned up in the news afterwards, and I picked up a few of them that I wanted to share with you today. The head of a company survived because his son started kindergarten that day, and he took time to take him to school. It was important to him to be there for his son on his first day of school. Another man was alive because it was his turn to bring the donuts, and he had gone out of his way to go to a special donut shop and get the donuts and was late. One woman was late because her alarm clock simply didn't go off. Another was late because of being struck on the New Jersey Turnpike because of an auto accident, and his life was spared. One missed his bus. Had the frustration there. One spilled food on her clothes and took time to go back and change. One of them car wouldn't start. I bet she was happy about that. One went back to answer a phone call. One's child dawdled that morning and didn't get ready on time. One couldn't get a taxi. One wore new shoes, and before he got to the towers, he rubbed a blister and stopped at a drugstore to get a Band-Aid, and that's why he is alive today. Now when I get stuck in traffic, miss an elevator, turn back to answer a ringing phone, all the little things that annoy me, I think to myself, this is exactly where I'm meant to be at this very moment. During the holidays, we get in time crunches and get a lot of stress trying to push through traffic and lines, and even in the post office, it used to exasperate me so much. And then when I was working on dealing with and catching and recognizing that anger is usually about when I'm out of control or I want things to go my way, and I could always let it go thinking, this may be a life-saving moment. How can I know? So, and if my goal is to be happy and peaceful, when I'm aware that I am angry, I analyze it and say, is it really worth my time getting mad? And is this helping my body? And we all know it doesn't. It just adds more stress to the holidays. So take a deep breath and let go of those anger thoughts and that rushing. Take your time. Nothing needs to be fixed. Everything is unfolding perfectly. So when you stand in your now, accepting that all is well, and then from that vibration you become surrounded by more and more evidence that all is well. All is well. But when you're convinced that things are broken, that there is pollution, that things have gone wrong, or that the government is doing conspiracies, that people ought to be doing something they're not, then when that happens, you get caught up in that vibration and you begin to manifest that kind of stuff. And then you say, see, I told you things were going wrong. And who created that? I choose to think that nothing needs to be fixed. Everything is unfolding perfectly. It's just not in my time. And if I relax, I'll find the gift. What could you not accept if you but knew that everything that happens, all events, past, present, and to come, are gently, gently planned by one whose only purpose is your good? That's a quote from A Course in Miracles that I really love, and I have it painted on my wall in a picture frame, and I love reading it. What could you not accept if you but knew that everything that happens, all events, past, present, and to come, are gently planned by one whose only purpose is your good? So regardless of your thinking about it, with time there is a bigger picture that you can't see now. But if you knew everything in your world was going well for you, and if you could maintain that thinking that nothing needs to be fixed, that everything is unfolding perfectly, then you create that in your life. Because what you focus on is what you bring to you. And I love to think that everything that happens, all events, past, present, and to come, are gently planned by one whose only purpose is your good. So when we think that we lost our job and it's the end of the world, have joy. It's an open opportunity for something new. And yes, it's a little bit scary because you just got thrown into it, but don't paralyze yourself with fear. Let go of the fear. Notice that it's perfect and start looking for the connections for the next opportunity. How do you do that? By thinking about what you want to do in your future. You gain skills from that job that you had. How do you want to use them now? You had some skills coming in. You gain more skills. You learn. We learn in every position, no matter what we're doing. We learn some skills. Get along skills with people, how to do things more effectively. I learned from a carpenter how to paint windowsills when we moved into a house when we were first married and it needed painting, and the wood trim around the windows needed painting, and I'm not a professional painter, and he showed me how to take the brush and lay it and just come down because I was getting paint on the window glass. And there was a simple way, had I known that little trick, that I could have saved myself a lot of going back with a razor blade and scraping paint off the glass. So we can learn from every situation that we're in, and we can take those talents and skills and say, how do I want to use them next? Or what new skills do I want to learn? What do I enjoy doing and what do I love? And let that be your guide and start opening to that. Today is going to be my day. An opportunity has come to me, and it aligns with what my desire is and what I focus on this day. So I want to find a job where I can be of worthwhile service, doing things I enjoy, connecting with people, and making money. And I want it to be in a near proximity to where I live, the job, the new job. I want insurance. I want a company with an opportunity for me to grow and expand. And I have certain skills that I would like to use. Maybe I have accounting skills, so I'm looking for a job where I can use my accounting skills as well as learn new skills. So that's how you do it, and you create and manifest your future. And everything is always perfect and in that perfect timing. I'm going to look and see if we have any questions today. Normally on this topic, we don't have too many questions. Let me find where I'm going here. Well, true to form, we have no questions today, so I guess everything is perfect, huh? We do have some callers on the phone, so I'd like to ask if any of the callers on the phone have a question they would like to ask, or something they're dealing with, if you press star 2 on the phone. And it could be something. I know a lot of you are also clay listeners and listen to or use the bentonite clay. So I have been saying for months and months that next week. I just found there was one more review of the book that the company needs to make. So I'm hoping by next week the book is available to the public. I've been hoping that for months, so I just, you know, it's my intent that it comes out well before Thanksgiving, so I can spend my Thanksgiving with family and enjoy the fact that I don't have to do any last-minute touch-ups on the book. For me, it's perfect. I'm excited about it, about the opportunity. And that's what I'm going to focus my attention on. So what are you focusing your attention on for the holidays? There are a lot of family gatherings, and families can have their conflicts. So set an intention for your holidays that when the family gatherings happen, that everything is harmonious and peaceful and very loving. And be an instrument of that desire. And see what happens. I'm a big believer in intentions, and particularly during the holiday season. I like to have an intention for Christmas that I find the perfect gift for the perfect people at the perfect price. And nowadays we can shop online. The shipping, if you have Amazon Prime, it just comes to you in the wink of an eye. Or a blink of an eye, then you can also have it forward to them. So take the stress out and find ways to enjoy the holidays by design, by intentions, by setting your intentions. I wish I could talk to some of you. I love to get feedback. And our topic today was kind of short. It didn't take very long to get it. It was more of being aware that the universe is in its own perfect timing and not fighting it, not resisting. So if we can take resistance out of our holidays and put intentions in, intentions for easy shopping, for finding those perfect gifts, intentions for finding time to cook and bake things. Intention to find time to spend with family and friends and not be rushed. Intentions to work everything in that you need to do and get your decorations up. And intentions to have a peaceful, happy holidays. Well, Thanksgiving is coming up. We have lots to be thankful for. Some of us have gone through some trials and tribulations, but we're still here, and we can start anew. If you built it once, you can build it again, and the universe will support you if that's your goal, and you just be surprised at what will come along to help you over the hurdles. I have to say I was real concerned. I don't know much about the internet and about search engine optimization and all of that. And recently, as if by divine timing, a young boy my daughter knew when she was in college moved back to San Marcos just a day or two before the flood, and the house he had was in the flood zone. Fortunately, he hadn't finished moving in and it was empty. But he didn't have a place to stay, and my daughter has an extra bedroom, and he's staying there, and he is a computer whiz, and does search engine optimization, and he is helping me tremendously work on my website so it can be easily found and easily managed and show up easily on the internet, all those things that I don't know how to do. And I'm learning there's so much. I thought I was in pretty good shape, but I'm learning there's so many little things that he has suggested to us that have just blown my mind. So I'm still growing and learning at 77, and I hope I always will be. And today, my topic, I've run out of talking about it. I pretty much condensed it and said everything I needed to say. And it's not quite 30 minutes, so I'm going to give you an extra 20 minutes in your day. How about that? And since we've pretty much said what we need to say for today, I'm going to wish you all a joyous, happy holiday season, abundant and prosperous in all ways, with lots of joy, compassion, and understanding. Love and protect yourself. Give yourself time. Give yourself me time. Stay in your happy place. Let go of the anger. Remember that last quote. Read it often. What could you not accept if you but knew that everything that happens, all events, past, present, and to come, are gently planned by one whose only purpose is your good. Now, go have a happy, stress-filled Thanksgiving season with family and friends, and love life, love yourself, and be joyful. This is Perry A. signing out.